gospel accommodation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf. I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You send missionaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining name, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform, testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures, because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testified on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of my Father, but you do not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from the Holy God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed your hope. But if you had believed in Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe in his writings, how will you believe my words?" Gospel of the Lord. Frankly speaking, it's very difficult. By that time, the people didn't accept him because he's a carpenter. So it's so difficult to believe that he's the Son of God. And he also his human weakness. He can feel tired. He needs to rest. So to see God in him is really difficult for the people at that time. Even now, we know that Jesus died on the cross. He offered himself for us. Do you believe? Do we live his word? At times, we may think that we are good Christians, we go to Mass, we do everything what the Church asks us, but on daily life, do we see Jesus in each person? He said, "Whatever you do to the least, you do it to me." It's so difficult. So difficult to live the gospel. We have so much centeredness, self-centeredness. We have to open our heart, ask Jesus, we are weak. We don't have enough faith. Jesus, give us a light. Jesus, help us. We are so weak. So difficult to live up the spirit of the gospel. Jesus teaches us, at least today, start from today, love all the people we meet, seeing Jesus in them, have an open heart, forgive, forget the wrongdoings towards us, and just as Jesus did on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. But on the other hand, then from Jesus, he exclaimed, Father, into your hand I commend my spirit.